Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick Stacy.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Jill, what's happening?
A big, first, I got to give a shout out to Steve, who came by yesterday to Argo's Family Diner because he couldn't make it today. He actually came by and said to you, right, Smokestack? He donated money?
Yeah, he stopped out at the Circle K yesterday. I was handing out mugs, and he goes, hey, I can't come to the diner tomorrow, so I stopped by today and dropped off some cash, so... Thank you,
he
Steve.
Did, and it was a rather sizable cash donation, so thanks to Steve, and then Bill made a donation right before he left, so we appreciate that. That also goes to housing for the homeless.
People are just handing us money here. It's great.
I love it.
Do we have to give this to somebody?
Yeah, we do, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
It goes to housing for homeless for our veterans. So the other day we were talking about how Heather Locklear was submitted to the psych ward after her mom and dad came over. She was talking gibberish, saying how she was going to find a gun and shoot herself. And then when cops tried to come, she said she was going to shoot the cops, which, you know, you can't do. And she punched her dad, strangled her mom. So they admitted her. 3 days later, she's finally getting out. And
She's all cured now.
She's out and she's fine.
I love Hollywood, man.
Yeah, according to the 911 tape, her mother told the dispatcher that she was suicidal, looking for a gun so she could shoot herself. She was also ultimately put on a 5150 hold, which allows patients to be held there for 72 hours against their will. And then once that 72 hours expires, then she can walk out, which is what she did. So,
Did she have a gun? I mean,
no, she did not have a gun.
Where
she was
she
threatening to. She was like, "I'm going to find." I don't know where she thought she was going to find a gun.
Couch cushions.
Yeah,
what
I
are
don't
you talking about over here.
This
is, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, look, it's a serious matter, but at the same time, sometimes you got to wonder how much of it is fabricated play to get attention. You know what I mean?
I don't know. She's been off her rocker for quite some time, though.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, I definitely get where you're coming from. Some of those Hollywood types, it's like, man, I'm not relevant anymore. How do I stay relevant?
Let me look for a gun.
Yeah.
And let me tell everybody I'm looking for a gun.
Right. So we got to give a shout out and a big congratulations to Mo Bamba from Texas, from the Texas Longhorns. He was their center, and he actually just got drafted last night in the draft for the Orlando Magic.
Wow, Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
What do you want in life? I want Mo Bamba.
Welcome to Orlando, Mo Bamba. We're glad to have you.
Now, we need more than one Mo Bamba, though. We need a few more Mo Bambas, and probably we'll switch coaches halfway through.
Maybe. We'll see. We're still pulling for him. And then this is kind of disheartening. If you're a Star Wars fan, this might disappoint you just a little bit. They're putting the rest of the spinoffs on hold because Solo did so poorly. Here's the reason why I think Solo did so poorly. Because, well, A, Woody Harrelson was in it. Nothing against Woody Harrelson.
He's in everything, though.
You know, I used to think Michael Caine was in everything, and now Woody Harrelson pops up in everything. and then the guy that played Solo was like this person that nobody knew.
Yeah, I had no idea who that guy was. I mean, I knew Childish Gambino, the guy that was playing Lando. And yeah, Woody Harrelson you recognize, but the Han Solo guy, like, who is he? It's like his first movie.
I mean, it grossed over $192 million, which sounds like a lot to you and me, but the expectations for this film was massive, and it didn't really meet any of it. So Boba Fett and Obi-Wan Kenobi, which were set to be the other spinoffs, they're not going to happen. They're putting them on hold. They're like, oh, maybe we need to think this just a little bit so they don't bomb like Solo did.
And they don't need to do the Boba Fett thing anyway. That was pretty much Attack of the Clones. Was all about Boba Fett and his daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is like a soap opera on a... it's just too much. You know what? It's just Star Wars overload. Even if you made a good one, like, you know, like The Falcon, a whole documentary on the ship.
Yeah, that's true. They said they're going to focus all their energy on Episode 9 instead.
Episode 9?
I know. Can you believe?
I think Jabba the Hutt
needs
his own movie.
Look, he does. I think that
I think you should just open restaurants. Jabba the Hutt. Huh? Pizza like no other.
Yeah. It's so stupid. They're putting off all those movies. I hate to hear it, but there you go.
Well, what do they have to say about that?
Well, Star Wars, you know, it's...
Star Wars characters are speaking out about the cancellation of the Star Wars spinoffs.
Found out, did I? Will be in sequels, not forward-looking to paycheck I was. Creditors unhappy they will be.
Oh my, R2, Chewbacca is right. This is a tragedy. Whatever will we do to make intergalactic ends meet? No, R2, you bucket of bolts. We cannot be on Roseanne. That show's been cancelled too.
Misa not so sure why mine's a movie cancel. Misa think everybody love Jar Jar Binks.
9 new Star Wars movies, not coming soon.
Rick Stacy!